Ways and Means Public Safety Regulations Subcommittee, Tuesday, June 22nd, 1999, Hearing Room H-170.
We will convene the Tuesday, June 22nd iteration of the Ways and Means Public Safety Subcommittee. We have several work sessions on the agenda today, so we are going to try to go as quickly as possible. First up is House Bill 2258 relating to crime victims assistance, and we have the able assistance of Georgine, our staff, to walk us through this thing.
Yes, Mr. Chair and members of the committee, good afternoon. House Bill 2258 is a bill that extends the period of time that a victim of child abuse would receive victim's assistance. Under the current law, they are eligible for receiving assistance for 3 years. This one will allow them to receive benefits until they're age 21 years old. The bill was heard before the House Judiciary Committee on Criminal Law and passed 6-0. The fiscal impact related to this is $336,834 for the first, for the 99-01 biennium, and the department expects to need one position of half FTE for handling the additional workload associated with what they anticipate to be 125 children asking for additional benefits.
Okay. It's my understanding that this bill is anticipated in the governor's recommended budget, that the co-chairs have ably agreed to support this bill. Is there any discussion on it? Representative Prozanski.
Mr. Chair, just to get us going, since we're in a work session, I'll make the motion to refer House Bill 2258 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Any discussion? Representative Patridge.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to say I had asked previous to the hearing as to the amount of money that was in this fund. I was told it was $6.8 million. I understand that comes in from other funds beyond the unitary fund as well. But this is just one example, I think, of where we need to, during the interim, audit the unitary assessment pieces to see where they are going and how they are going to go. But I am supportive of this bill. I'm ready to vote.
I couldn't agree with you more. Before I accept your motion, which I appreciate, Representative Prozanski, let's have a recommendation from fiscal.
Okay, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Legislative Fiscal Office recommends that the subcommittee amend the bill to add expenditure limitation, other funds, expenditure limitation of $336,834, and authorize the Department of Justice to establish one position as a one-half FTE and approve the bill.
Well, we're getting ready.
All right.
And that is a change from the A engrossed version that we have?
Yes, Mr. Chair, that would require an amendment by council.
Okay. I'll accept an amendment to incorporate LFO's recommendations into the...
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Representative Prozanski.
I'll reintroduce my motion with the amendment that has been accepted by the committee. It will do pass recommendation to the full for the bill as it has been amended by LFO's recommendation.
Representative Prozanski has moved House Bill 2258 as amended by LFO to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so moved. Unless you feel absolutely compelled. Every word costs you $8,000, so okay. Okay, we will end the work session on House Bill 2258, and we will reopen the work session on 2258. And it's House Bill. Anyone want to carry it to the full? Representative Minnis, who wants to carry it on the Senate floor. Senator Wardley is so honored us. Carriers for House Bill 2258 in the full committee and on the House floor is Representative Minnis, and in the Senate chambers will be Senator Wardley. Okay, we will now end the work session on House Bill 2258 and open the work session on Senate Bill 345 relating to public safety.
Chair Westland, committee members, Senate Bill 345 is a bill that has been assumed in the governor's rec budget as well as in the legislatively adopted budget for the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training, with a couple amendments that occurred when it was in the House Criminal Law Committee. I could refer you to the last section of the bill, Section 10, which has a requirement that the Judicial Department and Dispute Resolution Commission conduct a review of the obstacles and opportunities for mediation of juvenile delinquency matters. That language was added. It did not have a fiscal impact. The other language that was added to the bill is contained, it's in Section 9, which basically increases the minimum monthly transfer from the reserve account so that the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training can continue to conduct all budgeted activities. Changes it from $390,000 to a minimum floor of $536,000. That is consistent with the budget that passed out of this subcommittee earlier in session. With those exceptions, it's a bill that's necessary for the department to carry out its activities with allowing people who are not public safety employees to attend training, allow them to accredit instructors, but both public and private entities to provide training. In other words, enable them to carry out their mission in a more efficient and effective manner. The bill has been assumed in the governor's rec and the legislative adopted budget, so there are no amendments to the bill necessary for passage.
Your chairman, I have a B8.
Oh. And Representative Minnis may want to speak to the dash B8 amendments
or
to this chair.
That would be fine.
Mr. Chairman, before I move to the amendment, could I ask staff about Section 9 you just read, Larry? Is the $536,000 the amount adopted by our subcommittee action? Or is this to be